I look at her blankly. Nobody told you?
Magic.
She looks disgusted. Well, okay then. It's applied mathematics. I thought you said you're not a Platonist. You should be. These boxes, I tap the palm top, are the most powerful mathematical tools we've developed. Things were done on an ad hoc basis until about 1953, when Turing came up with his final theorem. Since then, we've been putting magic on a systematic basis, on the QT. Most of it boils down to the application of Kaluza-Klein theory in a Lind universe, constrained by an information conservation rule, or so they tell me when I ask. When we carry out a computation, it has side effects that leak through some kind of channel underlying the structure of the cosmos. Out there in the multiverse, there are listeners. Sometimes we can coerce them into opening gates. Small gates we can transfer minds through, or big gates we can move objects through. Even really huge gates, big enough to take something huge and unpleasant. Some of the listeners are big. Giants. Sometimes we can invoke local reversals or enhancements of entropy. That's what I'm doing right now with the sound damper field, fuzzing the air around us, which is already pretty random. That's basically the business the laundry's in. Ah. She chews her lower lip for a moment, appraising me. So that's why you were so interested in me. Say, do you have any references for this work of Turing's? I'd like to read up on it. It's classified, but...
What is this Tuareg?
I turn and look at the waitress who's beaming at me inscrutably. Excuse me. I tap the pause button on screen. What was that again? I said, are you ready to order yet? I shrug at Mo. She nods, and we order. The waitress skids off, and I tap the pause button again. I didn't originally volunteer for the laundry, I feel compelled to add. They drafted me much the same way they drafted you. On the one hand, it sucks. On the other hand, the alternatives are a whole lot worse. She looks angry now.
What do you mean, worse?
Well, I lean back. For starters, your work on probability engineering. You probably thought it was mostly irrelevant, except to theoretical types like Pentagon strategic planners. But if we mix it up with a localized entropy inversion, we can make life very hot for whoever or whatever is on the receiving end. I'm not clear on the details, but apparently it's at the root of one particularly weird directed invocation. If we can set up a gauge field for probability metrics, we can tune in on specific EIs fairly...
EIs?
External intelligences, what the medieval magic types call demons, gods, spirits, what have you. Sentient aliens, basically, from those cosmological domains where the anthropic principle predominates and some sort of sapient creatures have evolved. Some of them are strongly superhuman, others are dumb as a stump from our perspective. What counts is that they can be coerced sometimes into doing what people want. Some of them can also open wormholes. Yes, they've got access to negative matter, and send themselves or other entities through. As I understand it, general indeterminacy theory lets us target them very accurately. It's the difference between dialing a phone number at random and using a phone book, I think.